Mandate for Palestine. The Council of the League of Nations. Whereas the principal Allied powers have agreed, for the purpose of giving effect to the provisions of Article 22 of the Covenant of the League of Nations, to entrust to a mandatory selected by the said powers the administration of the territory of Palestine, which formerly belonged to the Turkish Empire, within such boundaries as may be fixed by them, and whereas the principal Allied powers have also agreed that the mandatory should be responsible for putting into effect the declaration originally made on November 2, 1917, by the government of His Britannic Majesty, and adopted by the said powers, in favor of the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, it being clearly understood that nothing should be done which might prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine, or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. Whereas recognition has thereby been given to the historical connection of the Jewish people with Palestine and to the grounds for reconstituting their national home in that country, and whereas the principal Allied powers have selected His Britannic Majesty as the mandatory for Palestine, and whereas the mandate in respect of Palestine has been formulated in the following terms and submitted to the Council of the League for approval, and whereas His Britannic Majesty has accepted the mandate in respect of Palestine and undertaken to exercise it on behalf of the League of Nations in conformity with the following provisions, and whereas by the aforementioned Article 22, Paragraph 8, it is provided that the degree of authority, control or administration to be exercised by the mandatory, not having been previously agreed upon by the members of the League, shall be explicitly defined by the Council of the League of Nations. Confirming the said mandate, defines its terms as follows. Article 1. The mandatory shall have full powers of legislation and of administration, save as they may be limited by the terms of this mandate. Article 2. The mandatory shall be responsible for placing the country under such political, administrative, and economic conditions as will secure the establishment of the Jewish national home, as laid down in the preamble, and the development of self-governing institutions, and also for safeguarding the civil and religious rights of all the inhabitants of Palestine, irrespective of race and religion. Article 3. The mandatory shall, so far as circumstances permit, encourage local autonomy. Article 4. An appropriate Jewish agency shall be recognized as a public body for the purpose of advising and cooperating with the administration of Palestine in such economic, social, and other matters as may affect the establishment of the Jewish national home and the interests of the Jewish population in Palestine, and, subject always to the control of the administration, to assist and take part in the development of the country. The Zionist organization, so long as its organization and constitution are in the opinion of the mandatory appropriate, shall be recognized as such agency. It shall take steps in consultation with His Britannic Majesty's government to secure the cooperation of all Jews who are willing to assist in the establishment of the Jewish national home. Article 5. The mandatory shall be responsible for seeing that no Palestine territory shall be ceded or leased to, or in any way placed under the control of, the government of any foreign power. Article 6. The administration of Palestine, while ensuring that the rights and position of other sections of the population are not prejudiced, shall facilitate Jewish immigration under suitable conditions, and shall encourage, in cooperation with the Jewish agency referred to in Article 4, close settlement by Jews on the land, including state lands and wastelands not required for public purposes. Article 7. The administration of Palestine shall be responsible for enacting a nationality law. There shall be included in this law provisions framed so as to facilitate the acquisition of Palestinian citizenship by Jews who take up their permanent residence in Palestine. Article 8. The privileges and immunities of foreigners, including the benefits of consular jurisdiction and protection as formerly enjoyed by capitulation or usage in the Ottoman Empire, shall not be applicable in Palestine, unless the powers whose nationals enjoyed the above-mentioned privileges and immunities on August 1, 1914, shall have previously renounced the right to their re-establishment, or shall have agreed to their non-application for a specified period, these privileges and immunities shall, at the expiration of the mandate, be immediately re-established in their entirety, or with such modifications as may have been agreed upon between the powers concerned. Article 9. The mandatory shall be responsible for seeing that the judicial system established in Palestine shall assure to foreigners, as well as to natives, a complete guarantee of their rights. Respect for the personal status of the various peoples and communities and for their religious interests shall be fully guaranteed. In particular, the control and administration of Waxis shall be exercised in accordance with religious law and the dispositions of the founders. Article 10. Pending the making of special extradition agreements relating to Palestine, The extradition treaties in force between the mandatory and other foreign powers shall apply to Palestine. Article 11. The administration of Palestine shall take all necessary measures to safeguard the interests of the community in connection with the development of the country, and, subject to any international obligations accepted by the mandatory, shall have full power to provide for public ownership or control of any of the natural resources of the country or of the public works, services, and utilities established or to be established therein. It shall introduce a land system appropriate to the needs of the country, having regard, among other things, to the desirability of promoting the close settlement and intensive cultivation of the land. The administration may arrange with the Jewish agency mentioned in Article 4 to construct or operate, upon fair and equitable terms, any public works, services, and utilities, and to develop any of the natural resources of the country, insofar as these matters are not directly undertaken by the administration. Any such arrangements shall provide that no profits distributed by such agency, directly or indirectly, shall exceed a reasonable rate of interest on the capital, and any further profit shall either be reinvested in the undertakings or be utilized for the benefit of the country in a manner approved by the administration. Article 12. The mandatory shall be entrusted with the control of the foreign relations of Palestine and the right to issue exequatures to consuls appointed by foreign powers. He shall also be entitled to afford diplomatic and consular protection to citizens of Palestine when outside its territorial limits. Article 13. All responsibility in connection with the holy places and religious buildings or sites in Palestine, including that of preserving existing rights and of securing free access to the holy places, religious buildings and sites, and the free exercise of worship, while ensuring the requirements of public order and decorum, is assumed by the mandatory, who shall be responsible solely to the League of Nations in all matters connected herewith, provided that nothing in this article shall prevent the mandatory from entering into such arrangements as he may deem reasonable with the administration for the purpose of carrying the provisions of this article into effect, and provided also that nothing in this mandate shall be construed as conferring upon the mandatory authority to interfere with the fabric or the management of purely Muslim sacred shrines, the immunities of which are guaranteed. Article 14. A commission shall be appointed by the mandatory to study, define and determine the rights and claims in connection with the holy places and the rights and claims relating to the different religious communities in Palestine. The method of nomination, the composition, and the functions of this commission shall be submitted to the Council of the League for its approval, and the commission shall not be appointed or enter upon its functions without the approval of the Council. Article 15. The mandatory shall see that complete freedom of conscience and the free exercise of all forms of worship, subject only to the maintenance of public order and morals, are ensured to all. No discrimination of any kind shall be made between the inhabitants of Palestine on the ground of race, religion, or language. No person shall be excluded from Palestine on the sole ground of his religious belief. The right of each community to maintain its own schools for the education of its own members in its own language, while conforming to such educational requirements of a general nature as the administration may impose, shall not be denied or impaired. Article 16. The mandatory shall be responsible for exercising such supervision over religious or eleemosynary bodies of all faiths in Palestine as may be required for the maintenance of public order and good government. Subject to such supervision, no measure shall be taken in Palestine to obstruct or interfere with the enterprise of such bodies, or to discriminate against any representative or member of them on the ground of his religion or nationality. Article 17. The administration of Palestine may organize on a voluntary basis the forces necessary for the preservation of peace and order, and also for the defense of the country, subject, however, to the supervision of the mandatory, but shall not use them for purposes other than those above specified save with the consent of the mandatory. Except for such purposes, no military, naval, or air forces shall be raised or maintained by the administration of Palestine. Nothing in this article shall preclude the administration of Palestine from contributing to the cost of the maintenance of the forces of the mandatory in Palestine. The mandatory shall be entitled at all times to use the roads, railways, and ports of Palestine for the movement of its forces and the carriage of its fuel and supplies. Article 18. The mandatory shall see that there is no discrimination in Palestine against the nationals of any state member of the League of Nations, including companies incorporated under its laws, as compared with those of the mandatory or of any foreign state in matters concerning taxation, commerce or navigation, the exercise of industries or professions, or in the treatment of merchant vessels or civil aircraft. Similarly, there shall be no discrimination in Palestine against goods originating in or destined for any of the said states, and there shall be freedom of transit under equitable conditions across the mandated area. Subject as aforesaid and to the other provisions of this mandate, the administration of Palestine may, on the advice of the mandatory, impose such taxes and customs duties as it may consider necessary, and take such steps as it may think best to promote the development of the natural resources of the country and to safeguard the interests of the population. It may also, on the advice of the mandatory, conclude a special customs agreement with any state the territory of which in 1914 was wholly included in Asiatic Turkey or Arabia. Article 19. The mandatory shall adhere on behalf of the administration of Palestine to any general international conventions already existing, or which may be concluded hereafter with the approval of the League of Nations, respecting the slave traffic, the traffic in arms and ammunition, or the traffic in drugs, or relating to commercial equality, freedom of transit and navigation, aerial navigation and postal, telegraphic and wireless communications or literary, artistic or industrial property. Article 20. The mandatory shall cooperate on behalf of the administration of Palestine, so far as religious, social, and other conditions may permit, in the execution of any common policy adopted by the League of Nations for preventing and combating disease, including diseases of plants and animals. Article 21. The mandatory shall secure the enactment within 12 months from this date, and shall ensure the execution of a law of antiquities based on the principles contained in Article 421 of the Treaty of Sèvres. This law shall replace the former Ottoman law of antiquities, and shall ensure equality of treatment in regard to excavations and archaeological research to the nationals of all states members of the League of Nations. Article 22. English, Arabic, and Hebrew shall be the official languages of Palestine. Any statement or inscription in Arabic on stamps or money in Palestine shall be repeated in Hebrew, and any statement or inscription in Hebrew shall be repeated in Arabic. Article 23. The administration of Palestine shall recognize the holy days of the respective communities in Palestine as legal days of rest for the members of such communities. Article 24. The mandatory shall make to the Council of the League of Nations an annual report to the satisfaction of the Council as to the measures taken during the year to carry out the provisions of the mandate. Copies of all laws and regulations promulgated or issued during the year shall be communicated with the report. Article 25. In the territories lying between the Jordan and the eastern boundary of Palestine as ultimately determined, the mandatory shall be entitled, with the consent of the Council of the League of Nations, to postpone or withhold application of such provisions of this mandate as he may consider inapplicable to the existing local conditions, and to make such provision for the administration of the territories as he may consider suitable to those conditions, provided that no action shall be taken which is inconsistent with the provisions of Articles 15, 16, and 18. Article 26. The mandatory agrees that, if any dispute whatever should arise between the mandatory and another member of the League of Nations relating to the interpretation or the application of the provisions of the mandate, such dispute, if it cannot be settled by negotiation, shall be submitted to the Permanent Court of International Justice provided for by Article 14 of the Covenant of the League of Nations. Article 27. The consent of the Council of the League of Nations is required for any modification of the terms of this mandate. Article 28. In the event of the termination of the mandate hereby conferred upon the mandatory, the Council of the League of Nations shall make such arrangements as may be deemed necessary for safeguarding in perpetuity, under guarantee of the League, the rights secured by Articles 13 and 14, and shall use its influence for securing, under the guarantee of the League, that the government of Palestine will fully honor the financial obligations legitimately incurred by the administration of Palestine during the period of the mandate, including the rights of public servants to pensions or gratuities. The present instrument shall be deposited in original in the archives of the League of Nations, and certified copies shall be forwarded by the Secretary General of the League of Nations to all members of the League. Done at London the 24th day of July, 1922. Note on Transjordan, memorandum by the British government, approved September 16, 1922. The British government submitted a memorandum to the Council of the League of Nations on September 16, 1922, relating to the application of Article 25 of the mandate, which was approved. The memorandum clarified that certain provisions of the mandate, particularly those related to the establishment of the Jewish national home, would not apply to the territory known as Transjordan, east of the Jordan River. The key points are as follows. Articles not applicable in Transjordan. Articles 4, 6, 7, the sentence regarding Palestinian citizenship for Jews, 11, second sentence of the first paragraph and the second paragraph, 13, 14, 22, and 23, were declared inapplicable to Transjordan. Administration. In Transjordan, actions that would be taken by the administration of Palestine would be undertaken by the administration of Transjordan under the general supervision of the mandatory. responsibility, His Britannic Majesty's government accepted full responsibility as mandatory for Transjordan and undertook that the administration of the territory would be consistent with the provisions of the mandate not declared inapplicable.